Good morning, dear friends, supporters in Switzerland, Germany, Austria, the world. Yesterday I spoke in front of 800 Swiss compatriots about the failed Swiss injection policy on this fake COVID psyop. Me being three times vaccinated, injected by Pfizer, BioNTech, mRNA, I am a living, dying example. I lost 20 years of my life. So everybody who got injected without informed consent, without a signature, giving a signature, that got jabbed by a doctor, you have the right to accuse them for a criminal severe bodily harm. It's a crime to inject a experimental fluid without informed consent into a human body. Go to the police station, get your doctors and indict them for crimes, if need be, crimes against humanity. Same topic, WHO. WHO is a corrupt, illegal, criminal organization. They are not worthy the name health organization. In fact, they're the opposite. They're a homicide organization. They have been advocating deadly Pfizer, Moderna, mRNA injections worldwide, injecting 5 billion people. We have more than 50 million people dead and the curve is rising. We have infertility minus 20% of birth rates. We have 20% stillborn babies more. We have men 20% infertile. Add that, it is a depopulation agenda. It has to be stopped. The best ones are the Panamanian government. Panama, the Republic of Panama, was courageous enough to exit WHO. Yes, look it up, it's true. Panama exited successfully WHO. That is the most elegant solution for any sovereign government, including Switzerland. We have to exit WHO, which is a privately financed by corporate and pharmas NGO, was run by an Ethiopian war criminal called Tedros, who's a fake doctor title. He's not title, he's not even a medical doctor. Look what they have done, the damage they have done. They are not worthy. They cannot be called health organization. Okay, they are a world organization of corruption. And these people want to take sovereignty over your country, your constitution. You must be kidding me. Definitely not. Use justice. And I can tell you, we're engaging justice on several fronts. I am with my colleagues and partners, also in America, in New York, to stop this madness, to stop this genocide. We will stop this through justice. Justice is peaceful, it's not violent, and it's still there. Use it before WHO ruins it. And I'm sure we will make it together. So everybody, be confident. In crisis, we remain calm, strong, and united, and then humanity will be free. Also, interesting, the Democrats defeated the amendment to require Senate ratification for a pandemic agreement with the WHO. The Democrats are crazy. Listen to this. Because Senator Ron Johnson warns that the WHO pandemic treaty would undermine US sovereignty, cede intellectual property rights to WHO and grant them more power to censor mis- and disinformation. The Biden administration is considering joining. I think Americans, you have now the right to accuse the Democrats who voted for this. I mean, you should indict them for high treason. How can they accept giving away your constitution to WHO? In Geneva? You must be kidding me. I don't think that the founding fathers of America wanted the WHO to take over your country with a lousy 48-page contract, which dictates the US government and the US people how to behave in a medical emergency. The WHO, seriously? A third world rated country kind of operation run by this guy Tedros? Look him up at the internet. Do you entrust him to take care of your health? He's not even a medical doctor. Not even his own country has re-elected him. So that should tell you everything about WHO. They killed a lot of people with the advisory and forcing the lockdowns and lockstep so-called injections programs with mRNA bioweapon formulas from Pfizer and Moderna. You must be kidding me. They belong to jail. They belong in front of the Justice Department and to be investigated in a court of justice. So please use justice and get rid of this WHO crazy dictatorship, which behaves like one and is actually just a private NGO. Bill Gates has interests in there and some pharma companies. You know what? They're all guilty of crime. Indict them. But interesting, last Thursday, the 23rd of March, something important happened in America again, and not one newspaper reported it. I read it out for you. It's breaking news. Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, last week, the Honorable Judge Andrew Oldham of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans rejected arguments that President Biden, as the nation's chief executive, has the same authority as the CEO of a private corporation to mandate all federal employees to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. They rejected him. The judges told Biden that he has no right to mandate employees of federal U.S. federal agencies to vaccinate against anything. They also confirmed that vaccination is an affair between your doctor, the informed consent of yourself, signature, and your body, and then the injection. So relate to this, 23rd of March, Biden lost at the appeals court. That means he can only go to the US Supreme Court, but he lost already there. So I think Biden, you're at the end of your legal route here, a street, it's a cul-de-sac for you. You want to mandate people to get vaccinated with that poison? Really? Are you the president of people? No, you're not. And Sean Penn, I've been seeing your speeches on Twitter. You're really poor, dude. You know, the way you speak about people that are unvaccinated, you should be ashamed of yourself. I will not watch any movies anymore with you in there. Shame on you. People are dying. And I'm also lost 20 years of my life because of Pfizer BioNTech. So Sean Penn, please stop this crap and just get off the screen. It's not good for you. It's not good for the people. Anyway, to my Swiss friends, für meine Schweizer Freunde, bleib stark, bleib ruhig, vereint und bitte sprecht mit Leuten, wenn ihr Probleme habt. Bitte tut nicht mehr unterscheiden zwischen geimpft und ungeimpft. Wir sind alle die gleichen. Wir sind Menschen, wir sind Schweizer, wir sind Bürger. Wir haben eine Demokratie und darauf könnt ihr euch verlassen. Wir haben auch eine Justiz, die funktioniert, die ist integer. Und bitte verlasst euch drauf, das kommt alles besser, als man denkt. Aber es wird nicht einfach werden. Wir müssen uns wehren, und zwar friedlich. Et pour les Français, bravo les Français. Je crois que Monsieur Macron a fait une grande erreur. Il a pété les planques. Et je crois que la France appartient aux Français, à la démocratie. Monsieur Macron, je crois que vous avez échoué avec votre habitude de 49,3. Alors ça suffit, c'est fini. Les gens sont réveillés par toute la France. Ils se lèvent. Et tant pis pour vous, vous avez eu votre chance. Mais je crois que votre temps est fini. Personnellement, je crois que vous êtes vraiment pas un président respectable de la République française. Je m'excuse, mais c'est la vérité. Okay, everybody, I wish you a great day. Go in there with self-confidence and don't forget, we're all one. We're humans and united, and we will not let any WHO or vaccination program kill us. Definitely not. And you know what? There's no viruses. Viruses don't kill the host. A virus, a good one, stays with the host. And you know what? You live with it. Don't be afraid of viruses, and certainly not the one that is alarmed by WHO. It is most probably fake news. Have a good day. Bye-bye.